look, first of all, I don't accept that Letterkenny is a worse performing hospital or is more overspent than others. It's probably mid-table. But let's get a bit of some facts in relation to this. Letterkenny has had their budget cut by €3 million this year alone, and that's on top of the significant cuts they had in the previous years. So what the minister is effectively going to be instructing the management at Letterkenny General to do is to affect services and to shut wards. And I think that is absolutely unacceptable at a time when our people need core critical frontline services. And Letterkenny General is operating at a higher level. So, for instance, it's one of the few regional hospitals that's still engaging in cancer services. So what we would say is that this is gross underfunding for Letterkenny General.
And if Letterkenny General Hospital was to be faced with ward closures, it would actually struggle to survive?
Well, it would. I mean, what we've seen over the last 24 hours is Roscommon General Hospital had its A&E department downgraded effectively to an 8-to-8 service. Now, this is not a path that we would be prepared to accept in Letterkenny. So, for instance, we've now got a new A&E department and a 72 medical bed unit ready to open, a new mental health unit ready to open on that site. And what we would call on the minister is to adequately fund critical health services in Letterkenny for the people of Donegal. So we utterly reject any idea of overspending. Letterkenny is meeting all of its targets, bar the financial targets that have been posed and unilaterally set from Dublin. So we want to ensure that ward closures are totally avoided.